Nobel Peace Prize laureate Kailash Satyarthi insisted that education and child labour were two sides of the same coin that required immediate action. He said that an injection of $22 billion could bring every child to school across the globe, helping eradicate underage labour at the same time.
Child labour is the biggest impediment in achieving education. If the children are trapped into slavery and bonded labour, if the children are trapped in prostitutions and mines and factories and workplaces and homes, they are not going to come to school on their own. Even if we hire teachers, even if we build schools, they are not going to come.
Satyarthi made his comments at the UN in Geneva, where he's attending the International Labour Organization's annual meeting. He warned that funding is dropping off because of a perception that education goals have been achieved, though that isn't the case. And he said that forcing children to work was an act of aggression.
For me, child labour is violence against children. For me, denial of education is violence against children. For me, denial of health and nutrition for a child is violence against children. And if over 100 million children are facing acute violence in these situations, it is unacceptable.
The Nobel laureate's comments echo a new report by UN labour experts at ILO. They estimate that there are around 170 million child labourers. ILO's global survey concluded that child labour poses clear dangers to health and safety, while also compromising earning prospects in the long term. Daniel Johnson, United Nations.